Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
Snedeker calls it a yacht. It's actually a 25-year-old pontoon boat Sue and I bought about a month ago, and we had it out last night for a little sunset cruise. Had some tacos out on Harvey's Lake,
nice.
Which was nice, kind of just sitting there and relaxing. And then on the way back, got about halfway back to our dock, and all of a sudden the engine just went...
No. Why? What happened?
Ran out of gas.
Rocky roads.
A total rookie mistake. See, it doesn't have a gas gauge on it. It's that old. You just take a stick, put it in the gas tank, and you see how much gas is actually in the tank. I always check the gas before we leave for some reason. I wasn't thinking about it last night. I thought, oh, yeah, there's probably enough gas in there.
Turn in your captain's hat.
Pretty much.
So yeah. What do you do?
Well, we have a couple emergency signals. We have, you know, an air horn, so we're out with the air horn.
Well, I'm sure people love that.
And people on their docks are just waving at us. They thought we were just trying to say hello and get their attention. And then suddenly another pontoon boat came over, recognized that we needed some assistance, so he came over and towed us back.
I think you owe those people some tacos.
Oh, big time. Eric and Tara, they're from Plains. Real nice people we met. They had their dog out on their pontoon boat. We just hitched a ride with them all the way back, and very nice people, and thank you.
To have been a fly on the pontoon as you're explaining to Eric and Tara. Running out of gas. Because you, of all people, you used to judge a very dear friend of ours because he would ride around on E and you'd be like, Who can do that? Who can run out of gas this day and age? Maybe you were just saying that so you could make out with Sue, like the dudes in the 1950s who used to like, oh, we ran out of gas.
Well, she thought I was messing around. Did you just kill the engine? I didn't kill the engine.
I'm going to make you a giant sign that says, help me with my dinghy. And then you can just hold it up and
oh,
people
yeah.
know.
Oh, yeah. People would be more than happy to come over and help me with my dinghy.
This story just made my day.
That's like the reverse of a horn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.